Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the
fan, WFAN. Here, let's get it, New York City. Let's do another one of those KM to AMs. Obviously, we're coming off another Brooklyn Nets loss. Not going to do much of that. No New York Knicks basketball after they lost another game on the road. We get it. Cam Scataboo was on WWE. It looked crazy. Everybody's got a crazy take about it. Chill. Still waiting to hear from Aaron Glenn, who's the quarterback this week. You know what we're about to do, dial 888-808-1019 one time. Baseball fans, the stove is on. Let's have at it. I'm glad I didn't say anything about Josh Naylor and Pete Alonso's contract last night. I didn't really get into Ryan Yarbrough too much because you know what happened today? Trent Grisham accepted the qualifying offer from your New York Yankees. Womp, womp. I'm not upset. I'm not mad. And that's the problem, right? Like, I'm indifferent. I've gotten to this point now where I just am over it. It doesn't matter to me too much. Let's see where the chips fall after this. And let's go back before we get too far ahead of ourselves. The Yankees won the Trent Grisham trade. Did they not? Trent Grisham was the throw-in. The San Diego Padres were trying to shed his contract. He came over here with the generational Juan Soto, who they missed out on last offseason. And then coming into this season, you know, Trent Grisham was looked at as a guy that wasn't even going to start, wasn't even going to play, because Cody Bellinger was going to play center field. We're going to do a lot of Bellinger talk tonight. Jason Dominguez was going to take over in left field. And little did we know, Jason Dominguez would be on skates in left field, have a little trouble out there. And Cody Bellinger would move into left field, and Trent Grisham would emerge as this guy that we just did not know what he had, what he could be, because the year before, you know, he barely got off the bench. He barely got playing time. I spoke today to some people saying he should be a fourth outfielder. Keith, he better be a fourth outfielder. What are you talking about, bro? How? He's not going to be a fourth outfielder behind Jason Dominguez. Oh, if the Yankees sign Kyle Tucker and Cody Bellinger, he'll be a... Please. They're not signing Kyle Tucker. They better sign Cody Bellinger. You know the number to dial. The calls are already coming in. And they should. They should. Because I know a lot of Yankee fans, y'all were not celebrating this today, and you don't have to. And there's going to be a point in time tonight where I go to the Yankees' Twitter where they posted, "Welcome back, Grish. You're a mean one. Mr. Grish. The Grish who stole Christmas." Some of y'all are acting like Trent Grisham stole Christmas. You never turned down your first fortune. Congratulations, Trent Grisham. You're making more money than you've made in your pretty much whole career in this next year with the New York Yankees. $22 million and some change. And I don't want to hear a damn thing about payroll, $300 million. I do not want this to set them up as any type of excuse making for why they didn't go out and spend and add. Because it rubs me the wrong way. If we go back again, Trent Grisham was clutch. You know that whole, "You're a mean one, Mr. Grisham." I was doing that in the regular season when he was hitting leadoff home runs to tie the game, home runs to take the lead. And you know what I was saying in the regular season? Get this guy to October. He's going to help Judge. What do I know? What do I know? Nothing. Because the lights get bright. And when they get bright like that and guys squeeze the bat tight like that, they revert back to who they truly are. For as much analytics as the Yankees do and rely on, man, they sure do have faith in Trent Grisham being better than the numbers. This was an outlier season. You know, the year before, he was a 190 hitter. The year before, 198. And I know he didn't have as many of opportunities in 2024, but he had plenty of opportunities in 2023 with the Padres. And damn it, I thought that he was going to be clutch in the postseason, because in the 2023 postseason, remember what he did in Citi Field? Mets fans. But the Yankees, I think they like the big sleep, Swaggy T. I called him none of those nicknames. And we're big sleeping on him, I guess. I hope that, you know, the hate motivates him. I hope that he's able to come back and duplicate this year, stay healthy. But he had a hamstring issue all last year. The defense declined some. I don't know what to tell you guys, man. I think with Grish, it's just, you know, Cash said this. Cash said, "Grisham had a hell of a year for us. One of the big reasons we had the level of success we did. We'd be happy if he accepted and came back." And there was a John Heyman report out there, of course, saying that Trent Grisham was going to decline the offer. I think that came out, and then I might have been away on vacation the first week of November. I didn't really do much back and forth on it. I kind of just accepted that as, okay, cool. They gave him the qualifying offer, but he's not going to take it. And I had a tweet that I put out there. I said, "Trent Grisham, go get paid, cowboy." Yeah, that was on November 11th. And the reports don't matter, because now he's coming back and we got to root for him. We root for the laundry. And when Cash said they'd be happy if he came back, what do you mean happy? Like, I felt like it's like 60-40. 60% you wanted him to potentially leave so you could get the compensatory pick. But 40%, yeah, come back. You know why? Because Judge will not have to play center field, right? And Cody Bellinger is a free agent. I think this is a little bit of an insurance play. The Yankees have had Aaron Hicks in center field, Harrison Bader in center field. I mean, IKF has played center field. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've had a little bit of a revolving door there over the last few years. So with Trent Grisham playing, you know, pretty good defensive plus defender, Trent Grisham having 30-plus homers this year, he comes back, and I think it's just a little bit of an insurance play in case you don't land Cody Bellinger. I mean, the Mets have the opportunity to do the funniest thing again this offseason. And you know what I said last week when I came back? Cody Bellinger's not signing with the Mets. He's got pinstripes in his blood. He bleeds pinstripes. His daddy was a Yankee. He loves being a Yankee. Okay. Well, the Yankees can't play funny with the money now that they gave up $22 million for Trent Grisham, because Scott Boras is Cody Bellinger's agent. And Steve Cohen can offer him a suite, offer his model wife and his mom a clothing wardrobe. Like, if they really want to do something funny and play games, Scott Boras, they could run it up for Cody Bellinger, make it really tough on Cody Bellinger to decide whether he wants to sign with the Mets or the Yankees long term. Supposedly the Dodgers are in play for him. Again, I do not think the Yankees are in play for Kyle Tucker at all. He very well might be a Blue Jay. And that's another thing. Speaking of the Blue Jays, I had said this watching the World Series, that the Yankees were going to look at the World Series and see the Blue Jays versus Dodgers, go seven games and say, we're close. Yep. Those are the teams that eliminated us the last two seasons. Toronto and L.A. We're right there. We just got to run it back. We don't got to do too much. We don't got to get too crazy. Gerrit Cole is coming back. David Bednar is going to close the whole year. We're not going to play stupid games, win stupid prizes with Devin Williams. The Mets are also interested in Devin Williams. We'll unpack that a little later. You know, I think the Yankees do look at the state of baseball with the Dodgers going back-to-back. No way are they going to three-peat. And with the Blue Jays losing some of their coaching staff and some of their players, and of course they go for it, but maybe Kyle Tucker doesn't want to live in Canada. And I think they probably look at their own season doing stupid stuff like playing DJ LeMahieu. They're not going to do that, right? I already said Cole coming back, Bednar being the closer all year. Like, those little things could close the margins. Those little things where if you run it back, which I'm sorry, folks, like, if that doesn't excite you, like, I don't know what to tell you. Curb your enthusiasm. You know, don't have your expectations be so high because you set yourself up for failure. If you're not expecting anything, you can't be disappointed. That's where I'm at. That's what I told you guys as soon as we were eliminated. And like this first move on top of Ryan Yarbrough, which I think Yarbrough, if they don't sign another starter, he's going to make starts in the beginning of the year when they got him off the scrap heap. The Toronto Blue Jays didn't want him. He made some starts and he was serviceable. But this is mid, bro. This doesn't inspire any type of confidence, bro. Does this make you want to go book your flight to George M. Steinbrenner Field and go to spring training? I know. Keith, it's early. It's early. It's November 18th. Yeah, okay. Does this make you want to buy season tickets? And don't get me wrong. I said this online because I went live when it happened. The Yankees had arguably the best outfield in Major League Baseball. I get trying to run that back. I get it. But there are other things at play here. I felt like this did not have to happen. I felt like you could have let Trent Grisham walk and you could have figured it out. And then if you sign Cody Bellinger to play center field, you have Dominguez to play left, and you also have Spencer Jones, where it's like, okay, now what? Are you going to shop those guys? You should. It's not fair to Dominguez to be the fourth outfielder again this year. Like, I was talking a couple nights ago about go get a leadoff hitter. Some of you were calling, talking about trading for Stephen Kwan. They're never doing that. Like, they're just not like that. Sounds good. But they do need a true leadoff hitter. Trent Grisham cannot be the leadoff hitter, bro. And that's another thing. In the postseason, you want to talk about belief in Trent Grisham? Gave him the qualifying offer after a dud of a postseason where they let him off every game and they didn't change that approach. Let's do it again. Let's try it again. Maybe he'll do. He's not a leadoff hitter. But the Yankees, I don't know, man. The Yankees die hard on what? Their own trades, their own contracts, their own roster decisions. And I pointed to the Dodgers and said, look at the Dodgers dropping Mookie Betts in their lineup. Look at the Dodgers telling Andy Páez, you're a liability. You got to sit down. You know, making little moves and changes. Going out there, getting some of their starting pitchers up out of there, right? Or keeping them out there because they don't trust the bullpen. Hard decisions that go against people's egos. Meanwhile, the Yankees are like, let's put the ball in Luke Weaver's hands. For what? Because you love Luke Weaver? Luke Weaver should sign with the Mets. 888-808-1019. You know, I'm just kind of indifferent, folks. I'm just at this point with the Yankees. I'm not expecting much to change. And I really feel like if you run it back with the same team you had, like, how do you improve? How do you get better? How is Anthony Volpe going to get better rehabbing all winter? You're just going to put Caballero there at shortstop? Somebody's going to call me tonight and say, hey, Keith, you think we're going to get Bo Bichette? No, I don't. Who's playing first base? Ben Rice, who can barely play first base? Yeah, most likely. Jazz will be back at second. And that's another thing, right? I already mentioned DJ. They'll look at it as, hey, we won't play stupid games, win stupid prizes with Jazz playing out of position, skipping the ball off the turf, and you know he'll be at second base. And we got Ryan McMahon, and I don't even know about Ryan McMahon. They're too left-handed. How many years did we say, oh, Yankee Stadium, they don't have enough left? Now they have too many lefties. Ryan McMahon, Jazz Chisholm, Ben Rice, Austin Wells, another one. Get me a right-handed hitting catcher. Trade Austin Wells if you can. They probably can't. And some people talking about that with Trent Grisham. Oh, Keith, they're going to trade him. What? To whom? If his agent just went out there for these last couple weeks of the offseason and tried to test the market to see what was out there for him, and there was a report a week ago that he was going to decline the offer, and then he decides to take it, what does that tell you? This was a safe bet. This was a safe play. And say we lock out in 2027. Never turn down your first fortune. Go get paid right here in New York, in the Pinstripes, where you like being in this clubhouse. You got friends here. I'm sure the teammates love them, and I know the organization loves them. And the fan base doesn't, because the fan base wants more. The fan base expects better. The fan base is still living in yesteryear, thinking that the Yankees actually are going to go out there and shop at the top of the market. The fan base is cooking up trades to make this team better that they're never even going to sniff. So just understand that they look at it as, hey, we have Aaron Judge, who just won his third MVP. And instead of going all in to stack the deck, as I say, around Aaron Judge, around Gerrit Cole, in their primes, before they get too old, this might be their last good prime season to get. Who knows? Who knows? We still got to watch Giancarlo Stanton swing at sliders outside. We still got to watch him not be able to run the bases. Hope that he hits home runs. Hope week continues. Hope that Trent Grisham isn't just an anomaly this year, the prove-it year, to have the best year of his career where he ends up playing for the New York Yankees the second year and gets an opportunity to play pretty much every day. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't think he's going to be able to duplicate the season that he just had. And you go from getting that season out of him for $5 million to now paying him $22 million and hope decade and a half continues, because you got to hope that this guy doesn't turn back into a pumpkin. 888-808-1019. They better sign Cody Bellinger. They better sign Cody Bellinger. It's going to get crazy if they don't. And you know how this game goes with Scott Boras. And that's why I talk about the Mets. The Mets have the funniest thing they could do. If they want to play funny back-to-back years, they got Soto last year. I would treat Cody Bellinger the same as Juan Soto. He's not going to cost anywhere near Juan Soto. I would play that game, though. You need security detail for your family? You need some premium tickets? Come on, Cody. Come on. Bring the wife. Bring the kitty. Bring the kitties. Bring your wife, Cody Bellinger. We'll hook it up over here. Meet Uncle Stevie. Why not? You guys want to trade Brandon Nimmo? Why not? Cody Bellinger. You guys going to move on from Pete Alonso? Cody Bellinger could play first base, too. The Mets could do the funniest thing. It could even be really funny. Go sign Devin Williams, just like they signed Clay Holmes, just like the year before they signed Luis Severino. Put him in Jeremy Hefner's, no longer Jeremy Hefner's, pitching lab. Go ahead and take the guy that, you know, couldn't do it, figured it out with the Yankees, and then make him a Met, see how it goes. If you're not going to bring back Edwin Diaz, if Edwin Diaz is out there 50-50, we've only just begun. Isn't baseball fun? It's all year round. The stove is barely on. We're just coming out of the GM meetings. We're really not even near the winter meetings yet. But there's a lot of conversation. There's a lot of buzz, a lot of talk about whom is whom and what is what and what is not going to happen and what needs to happen and how these things are going to shake out. We don't know. What I do know is Frankie Montas is done. And I think that is a shared pain. That is a shared experience for the Met fan and Yankee fan. The Yankees traded for him, had him for 2 years. He was an absolute waste of time. I'll never forget Susan Waldman. Susan Waldman knew that he had a shoulder issue, and she was talking about it before we even traded him. She basically was like, I don't think that's going to work out. And then, you know, he signs with the Reds. I think he was traded to the Brewers. And the man from Milwaukee must have sniffed something and said, oh, wait, I've got an idea. This is exactly what I like to do. We can sign a veteran arm for a couple years here. How much, Scott Boras? And Scott Boras said, $34 million. And Steve Cohen said, I got that underneath my couch, bro. Let's do it. finessing. They be finessing. Finessed $34 million out of the Mets. He wasn't even good in the Mets minor league system. And now he's done. So they release him. And it's just Steve Cohen lights more money on fire than anybody. He lit $350 million on fire this year. And I don't think he's going to do it again, Met fans. So I think we're both in for a mid-off season. The Yankee fan that is dying to get back to the World Series and win one. The Yankee fan that has this impending doom of Judge aging out and Cole aging out and Stanton's already aged out. The window is closing. That was my nightmare 4 years ago when I got on the fan. I told you guys this nightmare I had of these guys not winning anything and them not doing enough and them just doing little marginal things and thinking that it's a crapshoot and they got to get lucky. Meanwhile, you have the Dodgers with a loophole doing everything that they can do. They can be funny too. Go sign Kyle Tucker and reload. And of course they will. Who wouldn't want to go to Chavez Ravine and play for the back-to-back champs and defer some money? And, you know, Kyle Tucker's already rich. Why not? Why not? He's going to sign, what, a 9-year deal? Man, I think the Met fan that was looking at the Dodgers, like, man, we took 2 games off them in the NLCS. We got to get right back there. I think you're far from there. There's a lot of moves and trades that are being talked about. Jeff McNeil, Brandon Nimmo. You need pitching. And I think there's a conflict of interest. I think you have David Stearns, who's still in his mind, small market man from Milwaukee. And then you have Steve Cohen, who is trusting this man. The man from Milwaukee. Trusting this man from Milwaukee. But he's still Daddy Warbucks. You know, he's still Rockefeller. He wants to flex. He wants to use his capital, and he doesn't care. I'm going to blow money, and I'm going to do everything I can to get this World Series for the Met fan. What do you say? I'm going to exterminate the negative Met fan or something stupid like that, he tried to say. Oh, I'm winning a World Series in 5 years. We're going to win 2 World Series in 10 years. Shh. Say less. I think the Met fan should be raging mad. You should be raging mad that in a year that you sign Juan Soto, you sign Clay Holmes, Clay Holmes was serviceable for what you paid him, but Frankie Montas, you signed him, and Frankie Montas' first comments was, yeah, every day, 5 days, we could be throwing an ace. Any one of our 5 starters could be an ace. Dud. I'd be raging mad if I'm a Met fan that signed Juan Soto, and the moves that they made were to bring in a Frankie Montas, waste of time. You missed the postseason. Pete Alonso sets the all-time franchise record, and there's rumors that they're not going to go and do what it takes to bring back Pete Alonso, because again, it's a conflict of interest. Stearns has a vision for the long term that I'm sure Pete Alonso doesn't fit in. Steve Cohen has a vision of the Met fan and being King Cohen to the Met fan, and that includes bringing back Pete Alonso. 888-808-1019. I think we're all going to be a little bit disappointed. I think we're all going to be a little bit upset at different points in time of this winter. I think we're all going to be looking at this as like, this is not what I would do. This is kind of mid, but so be it. Call me up with your thoughts, your takes, your opinions, your feelings, your ideas on this offseason, how you feel about Trent Grisham coming back for 1 year with the qualifying offer, how you feel about Devin Williams potentially being a Met. Maybe it's him and Edwin Diaz. How you feel about Pete Alonso and his deal after what we suppose Josh Naylor got, you know, and Frankie Montas being released, a waste of time. Keith McPherson on the fan. I have to take a break. Marco is in here for the update. We're going straight to the update. We're going to break. And then when we come back, Marco will hit you with the update. And we'll start taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
New York sports, that's fine. I'll indulge. Keith McPherson on the Fan, going right to the phones. You know what we're talking about. Dean is in Union. Go for it, Dean.
Hey, Keith. You hear me right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wonderful, man. So this is my first time calling the sports radio.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly, yeah, of course, man. Just, you know, as a young brother, I'm here door dashing, you know, trying to make a couple dollars. But
I understand.
Above everything, man, I really just want to thank you for putting a wonderful perspective on everything from sports to life. I love how you embrace fatherhood. I love how you're diplomatic, but you also you stand true in everything that you want to say. You give different perspectives. And as a quarterback, I played football in college for a little bit. I played for Wesley. It don't exist anymore, but D3, one of the top schools in the country.
Yeah.
Yep. So as a quarterback now, you know, I don't want to dive too deep into the whole Jackson Dart thing, but I'm wanting to say that I think there's an it factor that Saudi has when they're behind that helm and they're controlling a bunch of guys. And it seems as though there's a confidence that he has that you kind of can't teach. And there's a dedication to the game that he has that you can't teach. And I think because of that, we found our future quarterback, and he doesn't understand the concept of losing, which is almost delusional, but it's so delusional that I think that's what every great athlete kind of needs, especially to succeed in this market of New York. So you know, I'll let you expand on that. But I really just wanted to thank you for putting a hell of a perspective on everything and for
appreciate
being a young
you, bro.
Who,
keep hustling, you know, man. Don't worry if they're not tipping out there. Get your paper. Thanks for the call, Dean. I know that DoorDash hustle. That was my only Giants call. And, I hope Cam Scataboo, we'll get into Cam Scataboo. I hope Jackson Dart is back. I really do hope he's back this week. He makes watching the Giants worth it, and there's not much worth watching at this point, and I think he can inject some energy. We will talk about the Detroit Lions a little bit because they're going to be hungry. It's going to be a tough battle for the Giants to go into their building and win, but I said, you know what we're talking about. We're talking about Trent Grisham. And then that leads into Cody Bellinger and Kyle Tucker and offseason moves. So let's reset here again. Trent Grisham has accepted the Yankees qualifying offer. A week ago, there were reports that he would decline said offer. That has not happened. He took it. It is okay. He is not the Grish who stole Christmas. Christmas is still going to be good and fun and all right. It is not a bad thing to have 34 home runs back. A good defender in center field where Judge does not have to play a single inning in center. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to think of some of the good. If the Yankees do get Cody Bellinger back, and I expect them to, I expect that to be priority number one, you are running back one of the best, if not the best, outfield in all of Major League Baseball. Sam is in Rockland on the Fan. Go for it, Sam.
Thanks for taking my call. So, about Grisham, my only issue with him accepting the offer is, that he might block Jones or Dominguez.
Yeah.
And at this point, by the way, I saw they added Jones to the 40-man roster today. At this point, it's stupid to have both Dominguez and Jones on the roster. I mean, one of them has to get traded. There's no future for both of them.
No, so, I'm with you on that. And that's what's kind of disappointing, because there are a lot of Yankee fans that are like, all right, bro, like he blocked Grisham blocked Dominguez last year, and then at the end of the year, Spencer Jones was hitting a homer every day. All right, man, let's see these guys that we've heard about for the last 5 years, so 3 years.
They have to pick one.
But they don't. They have to try to trade one, though, I believe. And I think they're more inclined to try to trade Spencer Jones. His value's never been higher.
My question is, what targets is there to trade for? I mean, their biggest weakness, I think, offensively, is the left side of the infield, which is
shortstop
and third base.
Third base, right-handed catcher, another starter. I mean,
they're probably not going to go out and sign Bregman or Bichette.
No shot.
So who is there to trade for? Any names to look out for? Anything?
I don't know that. That's what Cashman's supposed to know. I mean, we can cook up. I know there's Yankee fans that are cooking up these guys that they would want. But you know what I really feel in my heart of hearts? Like, somebody wants Spencer Jones, but he's completely unproven. And it's not just Spencer Jones. Spencer Jones is packaged in a deal. And I don't think there's anybody trying to help the New York Yankees fill a need. You know, I don't think there's anybody out there that's lining up to say, yeah, here we go. You know, you guys need another starter. You guys need help on the left side of your infield. We're going to give you a plus defender. We're going to, like, Brendan Donovan, right? And Brendan Donovan plays second base. But I was talking about Brendan Donovan last week. I was like, that's your leadoff hitter. Go get him. They're not going to go get Brendan Donovan. And I don't have that idea yet. Not on November 18th. I haven't cooked that up in my head. I'm still processing the fact that, like, most likely, most of these games, Trent Grisham is going to be in center field again. And I thought we were going to try and put Cody Bellinger there, and Dominguez would be in left, and we'd upgrade elsewhere. And now that he's taken $22 million this year off the books, like, you got to be really careful about how you play with Cody Bellinger and his money. Thanks for the call, Sam. 888-808-1019. I know there's a lot of you thinking about the youth, right? Spencer Jones, who came out of Vanderbilt, who was supposed to be the left-handed judge that we've heard about the last 3 years, finally starts to materialize. You know, I went down to Somerset. I threw the first pitch out. I jumped on the broadcast. I got to announce him. He was DHing that night. And, you know, I got to see the kid, meet the kid live and in person. He's a monster. He looks like a football player. Looks like a tight end. You know what I'm saying? Looks like a defensive end. And then he gets up to Scranton, and he hits another level. And there's a lot of us saying, hey, call him up. Call him up. Why not? September calls. Call him up. There's no room for him. Because you have your three outfielders in Belly, Grisham, and Judge. You also have Dominguez, who can't get off the bench. Now, I'll tell you this. I think we think the pecking order is Dominguez over Jones. Jones can field center field or left field. He's not going to be on skates and as much of an adventure as Dominguez has been. Now, his bat, I don't know about either. Yes, he can hit for power. We have a ton of power hitters. He's also a left-handed hitter. We have a ton of left-handed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I think he's going to be more expendable than Dominguez, but I don't know. And I think they both end up in camp. I think they both end up in spring training, and then we kind of see where the chips fall. Let's go to Brian in West Palm on the Fan. What's up, Brian?
How you doing? I'm not worried. I've been listening to FAN. And some of these people that aren't even Yankee fans, the Yankees will sign Bellinger. I love Tucker, but he wants 10 years, and I like Cody Bellinger. So I'm not worried. I know the Yankees are smart enough. They're not going to let him go. So let's end that.
Okay, but let's play devil's advocate, because that's what we should do here back and forth on the radio. A lot of us felt that way about Juan Soto. Hal Steinbrenner, he literally came out and said, I know what's expected of me. There is no contract in baseball we can't sign. He had people like myself and Big Mac on air feeling confident that he would not be outbid. Now, let's play the game. Here we are. Could it be deja vu in 2025 where Steve Cohen is at the winter meeting saying, we're not going to bed. We're going to keep bidding for Cody Bellinger until, you know, they say Uncle Stevie.
Yeah, but I'm not a Mets fan, but if I was a Mets fan, I would concentrate on signing Alfonso, you know.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Alonzo Soriano. You can concentrate on all of it. If you're a Met fan, you are still thinking, yeah, hell yeah, they should bring back Pete Alonzo. But hey, if we could steal Cody Bellinger from the Yankees, got him again. It's on the table. It's on the table, especially if the Yankees want to, you know, penny pinch. I thought that contract for Juan Soto was masterful. I thought that contract for Juan Soto last year, I was like, oh, wow, with the, you know, AAV, the ability to bring the AAV up, the little bonuses that he had built in, and then all the little bonus things that he had that brought that value up way over $765 million. That's why I joke about the premium tickets behind home plate, the suite, the security detail, the wardrobe, all that costs money, man. They could dangle some of that in front of Cody Bellinger, where Cody Bellinger's like, I got a wife, I got kids, I got a family, I got to do what's best for my family. This is my opportunity. And he's rolling with Scott Boras, who owes it to him. And Scott Boras just did the same thing last year. Bob is in Keyport. Hello, Bob. You're on the Fan.
Yo, what up, Keith?
What up?
Just let me get this straight. If Trent Grisham's good this year, right, then it's worth it, right? If he's not good, then it's either way bye-bye. That's literally the point of the qualifying offer. Why is anybody mad that he took it?
Because of the money, the number that it is, because of what we think he's going to turn back. We think he's going to revert back into being a 190 hitter and not have as much power. And also, he was a disappointment in the postseason. So, myself included, I'm like,
what contract is not going to be signed? What 8-year contract is going to be turned off because a one-year deal for $22 million?
It shouldn't be. But we're dealing with a different version of the Yankees. We're dealing with a different version of the Yankees now, with self-imposed ceilings for how much they're going to spend and them literally stopping in negotiations to not go the furthest distance to be the winner. I'm just putting it out there. Like, if it's Cody Bellinger, because it ain't Kyle Tucker. I've taken Kyle Tucker off the board. If it's Cody Bellinger and his suitors also are the Dodgers and the Mets, or the Blue Jays, all three of those teams will go toe-to-toe with Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman to try and get him. It would take Cody Bellinger actually having a love for the Yankees, which we got to cross our fingers that, like, he wants to be a Yankee boy that bad.
You know that, Keith. You know he does.
I guess. Yeah, I hope so. I'll hang my hat on that. Thanks for the call, Bob. This Trent Grisham deal should not stop any other deals in the Yankees offseason. Fact. But I do think it's an excuse if they're crunching numbers. And I know Joel Sherman put out that report about the $300 million that they'd like to get the payroll. And I don't care about that. I don't care about that. You got to let the chips fall where they may. Let's see how it shakes out with Cody Bellinger. I think he wants to be a Yankee. I think Scott Boras is going to work with the Yankees to make that happen. But it's Scott Boras, bro. He has no loyalty to anyone. He's loyal to the almighty dollar. And he's going to get the best deal for his client and then urge his client to take the best deal. He's never urging his client to take the lesser deal. So this is a real thing. If Trent Grisham doesn't take that $22 million off the books, that money potentially goes to Cody Bellinger and whoever else they're trying to get this offseason. Moose is in Jamaica with us next. What's up, Moose?
Yeah, Keith, what it do? Before I get to Trent Grisham, what I heard from Jeff Passan about the Mets is, we're open for business. You want to take these contracts and these mid to above mid players off our books, and so we can stack our roster like the Dodgers and win it, go all in for one season, we'll do it. We'll package in prospects, our top prospects, just to get them to bleep out of here. That's what Jeff Passan said about the Mets. Now about Grisham. Right?
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm excited.
They should be open for business. They missed the postseason last year. They should be doing everything in their power to shore up this team for a run and make sure that they're in October next year. Back-to-back years of a Juan Soto contract, not getting to see his postseason prowess, unforgivable.
That's what Jeff Passan said about the Mets, yeah. So, but when it comes to Grisham, I'm excited. I was in the stadium for a couple games this year and seen him hit no doubt homers. I know he's legitimately found something, and yes, like you said, and everything in your open, which was absolutely spotless. It was cleaner than a Mr. Clean white floor at a maternity ward. So yeah, like, but like on the real, like you hit every point. I have nothing to say other than this. I would like to see Spencer Jones and Dominguez on the roster next season, but that would mean Bellinger doesn't come back.
So which would you prefer? The proven commodity, which is Cody Bellinger, or a rookie and a second-year player that was blocked last year from fully getting an opportunity to be a rookie and develop and show what he could do?
I'm not saying Cody Bellinger is not an all-world talent. He shows it. But you remember how DJ LeMahieu's contract aged. Because Bellinger's probably looking for 5, 6.
Did you say that last time? I think that I heard that on the fan before.
Me.
I think it came. It was from you. I gotta let you go, Moose, because I'm gonna say the same thing. Cody Bellinger is a way better athlete than DJ LeMahieu. He's not gonna age like DJ LeMahieu. Cody Bellinger is a plus defender at all three outfield positions and first base. He's way more valuable. We don't even know what position Dominguez plays. You know, they're going to trade one of those guys or both. Speaking of trades, Rami just put in my ear and I'm like, bro, the stove is on. Trade 20 minutes ago. The Baltimore Orioles are acquiring outfielder Taylor Ward from the Angels in exchange for right-handed pitcher Grayson Rodriguez. The Yankees are in the division with the Orioles, and the Orioles got to bounce back and go for it. They got to make some moves. Do they want to trade Adley Rutschman to us? I'd be interested in that. Rami used to actually work down there in Baltimore covering the Orioles a little bit. I feel like they're looking at the Blue Jays. They're looking at the Red Sox and the Yankees as like, well, damn, three teams in our division got to the dance. We won 101 games 2 years ago, didn't win a game. We got to bounce back, got to make moves. They're not big money spenders, but they'll go out there and trade one of their starting, and they didn't even have good pitching. They don't have a lot of pitching to give up right-handed pitcher Grayson Rodriguez. But you know what? They want a Taylor Ward. If you want a guy bad enough, you got to give to get. It's time, baseball fans. Don't touch that stove. It's starting to heat up. And I'm waiting for it to be the Mets and the Yankees with the trade alerts. I'm waiting for the Mets and the Yankees to be the ones sending people elsewhere, improving the team, pushing their chips in, saying that they want to go for it. Underdog MLB said, Orioles potential top six, Jackson Holliday, Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Taylor Ward, Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah, but they talked about Grayson Rodriguez and DL Hall for years, and now they have neither of them.
I know. And
they need pitching. Who's pitching for them?
I don't know. And they made the move to get Corbin Burns.
Well, that's part of the DL Hall trade, but yeah.
Right. And then what other move did they make? I feel like they've been going for it the last few years trying. They didn't bring back their they didn't bring back Santander. They didn't bring back Burns. But they're in it. They're trying to do something. Their fans are a fan base that they want to win too. They want that feeling. They want to be in the postseason. So we're in it, folks. 888-808-1019. Talking about Trent Grisham, Cody Bellinger. We can stop talking about Kyle Tucker. And like I said, for the Met fans, the Mets have the money. And you would think that there would be a little bit of vengeance, right? You would think that Steve Cohen, after apologizing to the fan base, after how they built the fan base up, how they basically talked this up, like, we got Juan Soto now. We're about to go challenge. And then to miss the postseason entirely, you would think that there would be some type of wrath, right? There'd be some type of, like, I felt like that in the last lockout when it was like, okay, Steve Cohen went and got Mark Canna and, he paid for Mark Scherzer. And I'm like, okay, he's starting to go get player after player after player because he's showing, like, I have the money to go get these guys. I'm making moves to improve this Mets team now. Will that happen this offseason? I don't know. Jeff in Kings Park, you're on the fan. What you got for us?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? I do want to just thank you. I think it's phenomenal the other night when you let Steve Summers go a little longer, and I was able to get through to talk to him. So I appreciate
it. You don't got to thank me. Like, I was here the whole time, and people are I could still see the phones, and I'm like, I get plenty of airtime. I don't know when Steve's going to be on again, and he's so great, and I was enjoying the show, and I did not want anyone to be left hanging, so you got it.
Yeah, I think it's amazing you did that. It's funny. What I was going to say is what you just said. It's hard to get excited about a Mets postseason when 2 years ago you're a couple games away from the World Series, and then the next year you get Juan Soto. Juan Soto has an MVP-type season, and then you get nothing. You know, it's unbelievable. You know, another thing I wanted to get your take on that I am curious about, I'm late 40s, and I don't gamble. I play fantasy sports. I love that stuff, but I don't gamble. I think football, and I've heard a lot of people be down on the NFL this year, I feel like it's turning into an info commercial for gambling with a football game built around it.
Sure.
I feel like it's too much these days. I think it's hurting the game. I do. I know people love their gambling, but I don't think it's good for the product on TV. You know, everyone has always said the NFL was built for TV, but it's not built for TV when they keep going, oh, the live in-game checks, they have a 94% chance of winning.
Get in on the action with DraftKings right now. Halftime. Yeah. If you parlay this amount of passing yards and, you know, the under, you can win. Plus, yeah, I know. I see it. I'm taking part in it. It's not good also because the officiating is all over the place. It's janky.
Yes.
It's bogus. They miss so many calls. They call so many calls incorrectly that they can't change. It changes the outcome of the game, and people are betting a lot of money on it. I don't bet a lot of money. I bet, you know, a couple hundred dollars here and there every week. But I can't imagine. Some people are betting their whole checks. Some people are betting, you know, money that they're supposed to use for rent, hoping that, you know, they have a hunch that they can hit on and turn it into thousands of dollars. And then, you know, a pass interference gets called that's phantom, and the game ends like that. And it's like, ruins your whole week, or month, or year.
Yeah, and anybody listening, the fact that if they're going to make bets where they can take them off the board if too many people bid one way, that's insane. Like, that is right then and there.
Billions of dollars are being flooded into these gambling sites, these sports books. I mean, one of them, and I won't name them, they were down for 3 hours on an NFL Sunday. I would not stop tweeting about it because I thought it was egregious. I'm supposed to be able to cash out my bet. You can't have the app crash on an NFL Sunday for 3 hours and I can't see my bet. I can't see what the cash out feature is. Like, that's janky. That's like almost criminal. Like, that's like you took my money on something, and if I want to pull back, which I have the right to, I don't even have that right to. And by the time I get to the bets, the time has passed.
Yeah.
I should be owed something for that.
Listen, I agree with you, but I feel like it's the law of diminishing returns where eventually it's too much, and I feel like it's getting to be too much. And I agree with you. All the calls are now under the microscope because they're promoting the gambling on the actual broadcast of the show.
Yep.
It's not like you go to a different channel. It's on the broadcast.
Yeah, it's on the broadcast. Okay, it's in the stadium. You see the logos for FanDuel and DraftKings. Yeah. Some of them have sports books at the stadium. Some of them have like sponsored suites and parts of the stadium. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's never coming out now. That's the thing. And it's just going to get more and more airtime that takes away from the game. Listen, I took up a lot of your time. I appreciate it. I think you're amazing, Keith, and just keep doing what you're doing. Same thing I said to Summers. You're able to connect to the audience. I think it's phenomenal how you talk about your family life, your kid, all of it. I'm definitely a fan. So good luck, man. Thank you for your time.
Jeff, thank you. I appreciate your kind words. Did you mean hit that? Rami back here. We got Rami behind a glass. You don't know what kind of drops are coming in. Let me see if I could sneak in another call. I do have something on that when we talk about the NFL later, because there was an article in Front Office Sports. The headline is NFL refs are ruining the TV experience. And it talks about how the NFL is made for TV and how they're having a heater this year with the TV ratings. Whether it's 9:30 in the morning Eastern time and you're watching a stupid call on, you know, the Commanders-Dolphins game, or whether it's 11:30 at night Eastern time and you're watching a stupid call in the Lions-Eagles game, we just accept it and we keep on, and it does. The NFL is king. They'll feed us anything, and we'll eat it, man. We are so brainwashed and warped in the NFL and gambling. I'm guilty of it, too. At least I'm up right now, and it took me a while to be up right now. Lifetime, I'm forever down gambling. But as far as, like, you know how you can check your like, your stat sheet, at least I'm up by, like a couple hundred dollars right now. I was on a heater. And I don't really ever post my bets, but in the last couple of weeks, I've hit some that I've shared. And it's like, it's addicting, man, because it's like if you have the option to watch the game and have something on it, or if you're like me and you do watch all of the games every week and you do look at all the stats and you do have a hunch and you do think, like, last thing I hit on was, all right, Christian Watson, 2 touchdowns against the Giants, right? And especially with, like, you know, the odds being plus 3,300, I'm like, I'll put $15 on that.
Gambling problem.
Like the $15 to me, and I'm not rich, but it's like the $10-$15. That's another thing. I have a rule too. Also, I learned young. I got into some trouble young when it was illegal, and I don't like telling those stories, but like it is a cautionary tale. Like I got into some issues with like bookies and people coming to look for you, and you need to have the cash. And I kind of was gambling with money that I didn't have with like a loan. And that's, like, that's crazy. But I was young. I was in college. And, like, they set me up with an account and, like, funds that, like, I wasn't actually losing the money. And at least now in, like, these apps, you got to connect your bank and you got to deposit the money. But, yeah, I got set up. I got completely set up. I got fronted the money to gamble. And then after I lost it all, it was like, yo, you owe $2,500 to these people. They're looking for you. And I'm like, I had to rob Peter to pay Paul. I'll never forget that feeling. So now I never gamble that much. I had owed $2,500, and I remember the fear and how awkward that was. Like I borrowed from friends, I borrowed from girls I hooked up with, I borrowed from family, I borrowed from the manager of the strip club I used to DJ at. I was asking for extra shifts so I could DJ and make the money. And then once I paid them off, I was like, bro, I never wager more than 10% of that. 250. I'll never upload more than 250 on a Sunday to gamble on the NFL. 888-808-1019. I didn't sneak in a call. I got to go to the break, but that's fine. We're loading the calls up. So opened up with Trent Grisham, but the stove is on. I mean, I just spoke on the Grayson Rodriguez, Taylor Ward trade between the Orioles and the Angels. We're talking everything from Cody Bellinger between the Mets and the Yankees, Devin Williams potentially going to the Mets. Edwin Diaz, hopefully the Dodgers don't go get him. Imagine the Dodgers go get Kyle Tucker, Edwin Diaz, and reload. You know, we're trying to win around here. We're trying to get back to the World Series, win a World Series around here, and it just seems tougher. It seems like, you know, it's getting further away. You know, 2 years ago, the Mets were 2 games away from the World Series. The Yankees were in the World Series, and it's anybody's game. You got to go for it, and hopefully Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen do go for it this winter to put us both in position to get back. 888-808-1019. Streaming on YouTube, live on the free Odyssey app. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted.
Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
YouTube chat getting stronger and stronger. Over 92,000 subscribers and a consistent conversation. I even went home and I got in the chat last night because I couldn't sleep and I was like tweeting too. I like put the attached tweet to my tweet. Hey, let's get the chat over 200 concurrent watchers, chatters. I mean, there's 100 people, there's 107 in there now, but I would say there's probably a consistent like 10 to 15 people talking. But last night I was trying to get people fired up for Big Mac's show. I'll do the same tonight. You know, this is one of those nights where people are going to want to call and talk and speculate. You know, Trent Grisham takes the qualifying offer. I saw somebody in the chat, false alarm. They were like, did the Mets sign Luke Weaver? And I'm like, did that happen during the break? Did that news break? Because I definitely said in my open, maybe they got it for me. I definitely said in my open that the Mets should go and sign Luke Weaver. But yeah, something else I thought during the break as we get back to your calls at 888-808-1019. You know, that QO, that qualifying offer. You know, last year when the Yankees were done with Gleyber Torres, they did not offer him the qualifying offer because they did not want him. And Cashman didn't say anything about being happy if Gleyber, you know what I'm saying? You knew they were done because you knew that they were going to put Jazz at second base. And we should have known that they were going to play games with some type of combination of, oh, yeah, DJ, Peraza, Oswaldo Cabrera at third base. How'd that work out? Well, Gleyber Torres gets the qualifying offer from the Detroit Tigers, and he accepts it this year. So he'll be back with the Tigers as well. Good for Gleyber Torres, man. You know, just getting his money. I think he signed for like $17 million last year with them and had a good year with them. And then he comes back, gets the qualifying offer, $22 million. Good for him. You know, not for nothing. Like he's still part of a winning franchise, a winning team, a team that's going to be right there in it. You know, I saw a pop-up on my timeline today. Like they keep talking about Tarek Skubal. I just don't think that's going down, bros. I don't think the Yankees have Dominguez and Spencer Jones to dangle, Cam Schlittler to even dangle if they really wanted to for a Tarek Skubal move. But supposedly there's rumors that the Yankees are in on him. I think I saw my guys, the good folks at Fireside Yankees, take Jeff Passan's list. It says Jeff Passan has listed the Yankees as a team that could trade for Tarek Skubal this offseason. New York reportedly has pitchers that Detroit would take in exchange for the back-to-back Cy Young winner. Skubal to the BX? Sure. Sure, why not? But I don't think that's going down. I think the Mets should be in on the rental. I think the Yankees should be on the rental, but it takes a lot. And speaking of pitchers, and it taking a lot, Tatsuya Imai post, I think tomorrow, let's see, MLB announced that Tatsuya Imai has been posted. Post today. Today's the 18th. We're about to be in the 19th. The negotiation window will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow, and then it'll end on January 2nd. Do you expect the Yankees to be in that now? I do, but like now they have to pay Trent Grisham $22 million. It affects what they can offer this Japanese ace that's coming over. And I saw my friends at Bleacher Report, BR Walkoff, had the Yankees as the fourth out of the top 10 destinations for Tatsuya Imai. The San Francisco Giants are one. Your New York Mets are two. The Boston Red Sox are three. So I don't know. They posted that before Trent Grisham got this qualifying offer. I hope it doesn't stop the Yankees, and I don't think it does. And I go back to last year, they did not want Gleyber Torres. They did not extend the qualifying offer to him. They knew they were going to go after Juan Soto. They knew if they missed out on Juan Soto, they would have to pivot. They'd have to spend money elsewhere. This offseason, they knew that Trent Grisham could take that qualifying offer. Many of us did not want to see that, myself included. It is not a bad thing that it has happened. It's insurance. It brings back a guy that performed well, had his best year. You can only hope week continues, that he continues on that same trajectory, if not better, if that's even possible. But it shouldn't stop the Yankees from going to get Cody Bellinger and anybody else like Tatsuya Imai that they might be interested in. Renee is up in the Heights on the Fan. Renee, are you there?
What's going on? What's going on? Keith, big fan, man.
Love the show. Keep doing. Thank you.
Man, I just wanted to run by you a few ideas. I'm over here looking at the landscape of baseball and all of that. And I love Bellinger and what Bellinger did for our Yankees this year. But Bellinger's, you know, Heckle and Jod. You know, he's Jekyll and Hyde. One year he's good, the next year he's bad. One year he's good, the next.
Yeah, as I'm killing Trent Grisham's postseason performance, it wasn't like Belly tore it up either. I tried to absolve him because I felt like he got hurt in the third game of the Boston series, but nothing ever got confirmed on that. But go on.
You know, Chicago loved him that first year that he was with them. Then Freedom. That second year. They got rid of him. Same thing he got non-tendered out of the Dodgers for a reason.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's real good when he's good, but when he's not, he's not. So giving him a few years, I don't know if I want.
And
to
it's
get
not a few years. He's 30. They're talking about a 6-7 year deal for Cody Bellinger, and it's like that could be risky business, but. The Yankees are trying to win now, where that's what it's going to take to bring the guy back. I think the Yankees are really relying on running this thing back because the tiebreaker put the Blue Jays where they were, and the Blue Jays are able to get to the World Series, and they feel like in a handful of months we could be right back there with the same team, plus Garrett Cole.
You look at the options. That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at all the options and what's viable. So I'm not really in love with Kyle Tucker, really good player, but I think he's going to get overpaid. Free agency, that's what happens. But I'm over here looking, and I'm looking at that team over there in L.A., that other team in California, the Padres. They're $300 million in debt. The family's looking to sell the team. They're actually second in attendance, yet they're still not solvent. That's a team that's been super irresponsible over the last few years, giving out these contracts. Machado's under contract for another 8 years, my brother, making $40 million a year starting next year. He's 33 years old.
Bro, I wanted Manny Machado in 2019. I wanted Manny Machado back then.
They gave him that extension. That extension was just ridiculous that they gave. Super irresponsible. The Xander Bogaerts contract, 8 more years they got Xander Bogaerts on
That's
the
book. Crazy.
Making $25 million. This is what I'm saying.
That's why they're trying to sell the team, and they're looking for options on, like, strategic ways to do that, because it's a mess over there. I'll take Fernando Tatis Jr.
That's where I'm going.
Okay.
That's where I'm going, because they need to shed payroll. They've gotten to the point, you know, their owner passed away 2 years ago, Peter Seidler, and now the family owns the team, but the family doesn't want to keep paying money. You know, they're not the cone. So they're not over here trying to pay all this money year in and year out just to run this team. And that's a sign, like I said, they were second in attendance this year, only behind the Dodgers. They went irresponsibly trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to keep up with those Dodgers, not understanding, you know, Otani only made $4 million over the last 2 years, won 2 MVPs with the Dodgers, and was the best player in baseball. You can't keep up with those guys. So they went and they gave all these contracts out. Now they got to sell this team, and they're selling a team that's not generating money. I think, you know, you got to get a little creative. You got to say, you know, do whatever you got to do. Get that boy Tatis to the Bronx, because I'm afraid that Boston might swoop in and do something. You know, Boston got that Devers money laying around.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking and I'm saying, what can we do? Even maybe Machado. If you do the right Machado move where they kick in money, sort of like the Stanton contract, and you know the Yankees love to do that. So maybe if they go and they give the Yankees $20 million a year, and they cut that Machado contract down to $20 million per year for the next 8 years, and then they take back maybe, you know, the third baseman that we picked up from Colorado.
That's right, like man.
17 mil.
Right. Sure. Thanks for the call. appreciate the thoughts and, you know, coming up with stuff. I mean, the only dots that I can connect is the Yankees made the trade with the Padres for Juan Soto. A.J. Preller and Brian Cashman have an obvious relationship. Omar Minaya, who's with the Yankees, has a relationship with A.J. Preller. There could be something there. If they're really open for business, as their ownership says, and they're looking to move some pieces, yeah, maybe. That would come up soon. The GM meetings just happened. The winter meetings are about to happen. But, you know, that's all speculation right now. 888-808-1019. Joey in Brooklyn on the Fan next. Go for it, Joey.
Hey, how you doing? How's everything? Pleasure to speak to you.
Good.
You know what? It's year in, year out. They got to fix third base and shortstop. Your 5-6 hole. It's a mess. You cannot win a championship when you got a third baseman and a shortstop striking out 400 mm-hmm. times a game.
Bottom of the order.
At 198.
Mm-hmm.
And you're weak. And you don't even have a first baseman.
Correct.
Rice is not a first baseman.
Correct.
Because you can see he has bad feet work. Again, we're going into another season with a bad infield.
What's you're right.
Gonna, what's
you're,
going on?
I can't disagree with anything you just said. It's the truth.
We're talking about outfielders and outfielders. We're loaded with outfielders. We're loaded with DHs.
It's the truth, and they have overlooked it. They've overlooked it for years. Like I said, coming into last year, they sold us on a combination of DJ LeMahieu, Oswald Peraza, and Oswaldo Cabrera playing third base. None of them.
And then they
none of
they
them.
Were heroes. Oh, they got somebody at the trade deadline where you should have signed Bregman last year in the beginning of the year and made him your third baseman. The guy is a professional and a winner.
Yeah, but you know, Cashman hates the Astros for, you know, cheating us out of 2017.
Stop.
He's
bro,
not. But Bregman is
that,
a
man.
Proven postseason player, and you know what the Yankees need more of? Proven postseason bats, hitters that can hit in the postseason no matter what.
And you kid, you know me, I'm all about that. Got to get back Yankee blood in that dugout as coaches. If Boone's going to be the manager, surround them with a better cast of people.
Yeah, they elevated someone from, I think, Somerset
they need
Patriots.
Somebody, you know what? Let him be good cop. He plays daddy ball with Volpe there.
Thanks for the call, Joey. I couldn't disagree with that. Ryan McMahon at third base. I mean, I've watched him live, his bat speed. Like, he was in a bad one for a while. He got a hold of a couple homers. I had really thought that his left-handed bat would play in Yankee Stadium. It did not as much as expected. Maybe he has a great offseason and he's more of a hitter, but you are what you are at this point. Maybe they platoon him. I don't know if they're going to bring in Amed Rosario, bring him back. Oswaldo Cabrera should be healthy and be somewhere in there to maybe challenge Oswaldo or Jose Caballero with Oswaldo Cabrera at short. But, like, what are we talking about, bro? It's mid. I'm not pumped about that. This does not inspire any confidence. It's the New York Yankees. Brian Cashman said it's supposed to be the mecca of baseball, and we're talking about these mid options that we can maybe get by with. You don't get by with those options. You always come up lame with those options. You always get exposed with those options because it's not good enough. It's not cutting it. Shortcuts cut long run short. See what I'm saying? You have the best player in the game. And when he actually does get the monkey off his back in October and has the best October he's ever had, you're out in the second round. You shouldn't even have to play the first round. And you're relying on guys like Trent Grisham to lead off and hit, and they can't do anything. Trent Grisham was abysmal in the postseason. Swinging at first, but I don't even want to relitigate it because he's back. And Volpe, my thing with Volpe is, how can Volpe get better in this offseason? After the worst season of his young career, how can he improve? He's got to heal. He's got to rehab. So he can't. Unless he's going to have a long stretch of rehab from like May to July. I don't know. And you're going to go to June or July with Caballero at short. Is there another option? You speak of trades. There's some Yankee fans saying they got to trade Volpe. How? For what? What value are you getting after the season that was just had? And then, yeah, when you go to first base, there will be no more Paul Goldschmidt. Ben Rice needs to spend this entire offseason working on his footwork, working on picking the ball, scooping the ball, playing first base. That's how you can play every day, son. That's how you can be in the lineup every single day. We love the bat. You hit the ball hard. had a great year at the plate, showed her she could do that, even got behind the plate. It's kind of like a technicality. It's another thing. Austin Wells, for me, you want to talk about mid? I don't even know if I would qualify Austin Wells as mid. He's just below mid. He should be platooning. They should have a right-handed catcher that could hit with him. But will they go get that? I don't know. The name I threw out was Victor Caratini from the Houston Astros. Go get him. A 260 hitter. Go get him. I don't know. They're not, but I don't think they're thinking like that. They're thinking we got McDonald's at home. They're thinking we're good. We got enough in the crib. We don't have to go shopping. We got it all right here in the closet. What are you talking about? Open up the pantry. We're straight. Ray is in Babylon on the Fan next. What's up, Ray?
Greg Nettles in the Hall of Fame. What took so long? When I was a kid, and I'm 55 years old, so I was like in third, fourth grade when Greg Nettles was at his peak and was a superstar. And when he was in those World Series and he would do that diving catch, Sports Illustrated had a spread where it took two pages of just Greg Nettles with that stretched out body with that photo. He looked like a superstar. He looked like he was just hovering over the ground, over the turf, getting that ball. And it's an image that I'll always remember. And the standard for every third baseman was Greg Nettles. I'm just so glad that he's in the Hall of Fame. I think it's something that's well-deserved, and it took a long time coming. I'm really happy about it.
I didn't catch that. Thanks for the call, Ray. I must have missed Greg Nettles getting in the Hall of Fame. Is he on the ballot? I don't know. I'm like looking it up right now. Greg Nettles in the Hall of Fame. And shout out to Greg Nettles. Good dude. Funny dude. I had the pleasure of hosting the Thurman Munson Gala last September, which featured him and Bucky Dent and Roy White and Goose Gossage. So, you know, I got to spend the whole night with those guys telling their stories and talking shop. And yeah, there's some legitimate old school ball players. But I did not hear the news of Greg Nettles making the Hall of Fame. And I'll have to look into that during the break. But Ray maybe saw something that I did not see. I know the ballot did come out. And maybe he's on the ballot, but that doesn't mean you're in. I'll go take a look and do some research on that. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's already about to be 12. We've got a break. 888-808-1019. I'll say good morning on the other side. BRB.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.